local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say welcome to hour number two on a busy Wednesday here on News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. We do have a lot to get to here today. We do want to start. I do not believe, I didn't catch all of the Channel 3 A block, but I do not believe there was any story done on the situation over the house that allegedly a group of Lighthouse students have just kind of taken over, at least on a temporary basis. Tanner Stewart is the one that has been reporting on that. He will have an update at 6 o'clock, and then we're hoping to have him on, planning on having him on at 6:35. Just so many questions about this. I did put in a call to the sheriff's office just to see if there was any investigation that could potentially look at a criminal element in this. Right now, the public information officer said that they have received calls about it. It is not legally enforceable about how many people can live in a home. So that is kind of where the sheriff's office is now. Again, without a whole lot of more information, she said she's going to be making some more calls and will get back to me. So maybe we can find something else more out there. But right now, the primary, place where this is falling on is the Midway Fire Department. And their chief, Jonathan Kanzig, did speak with Tanner. And I believe that interview will be coming up at 6 o'clock. And again, we'll have him on at 6:35. So confusing, very weird story and situation here over in Santa Rosa County. So we will do our best to answer as many of the questions that, probably won't be able to, but we'll do our best. Looking at our top three stories here around the nation and world today, I called it, Austin. Nikki Haley dropping out of the GOP race today.
Yes. I have no regrets. And although I will no longer be a candidate, I will not stop using my voice for the things I believe in.
Now, I wasn't quite right on the timing. I thought that she would do it last night. Sometimes she waited until today to get a good night's sleep, apparently, but she is out of the race. She did not officially endorse Donald Trump either. Meanwhile, President Biden made his pitch to Haley supporters, saying there's a place for them in his campaign. what are you laughing? That wasn't funny. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in former President Trump's immunity case on April 25th. Trump is appealing a lower court's ruling that denied his claim of having immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. Special counsel Jack Smith's case against Trump is currently paused as the Supreme Court determines whether or not a former president can face charges for actions while in office. And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he expects interest rates to begin their come down this year. He spoke on Capitol Hill saying he's not ready yet to say when. He says the committee does not expect that it will be appropriate to reduce the target range until it has gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably towards 2%. Those are today's top three stories. Austin has an update on the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we had several accident reports in the first hour. Luckily, the majority of them have seemingly died down. We'll start with North 12th Avenue near Fairfield Drive. We had a lot of backups there, and there still are some in the immediate vicinity, but it has died down significantly, luckily. And we were dealing with another one if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road towards Five Flags Speedway. The backups that were over there have died down seemingly completely. We still do have some issues on Beverly Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards North W Street. And while there were no confirmations of traffic incidents in these areas, North Davis Highway and 9 Mile Road still looking very rough. If you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile towards University Parkway, We still got some heavy backups there. And if you're traveling northbound on North Davis just past Creighton Road, we still got some backups in that area as well. Beyond that, Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach and then a little bit further towards Tiger Point, still looking very rough at this time. And Navarre Parkway is looking even worse if you're traveling westbound from Mary Esther, and then especially if you're going through the Windhaven Beach area, and in a little bit more as you approach Highway 87. There was a traffic incident in that area earlier, and just with evening traffic typically being a problem in those areas as well, it's just causing a lot of backups at this time. And lastly, if you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard trying to travel onto Caroline Street eastbound towards Glover Lane, we've just got the standard issues in that area as well. Nothing too severe.
A beautiful day here on Wednesday for the weather. Another great day on Thursday, too, with high temperatures back into the middle 70s. Low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s, not that bad either. Clouds begin to move in Thursday to Friday. We do have a chance for rain, a couple showers, a few isolated thunderstorms Friday evening. Highs continuing in the 70s, and our big chance of rain comes Saturday morning as a line of storms moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joseph. 516 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at some more of our local headlines. Yeah, of course, last night, a tragic incident, an accident over at Hitzman Park in the parking lot. A six-year-old girl, struck by a car, pronounced dead at Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital. Pensacola Police spokesman Mike Wood says the driver not facing charges. It was accidental. The driver was a family member of that child.
I'm not going to get into who this family member was simply because they're going through enough. It's every parent's worst nightmare is dealing with the loss of a child, and that's what this family is going through right now.
And the city of Pensacola, within the last 15 minutes, also announcing that all organized activities at Hitzman Optimist Park have been canceled for the remainder of the week as well. Also, we heard from Mayor D.C. Reeves yesterday with the CRA meeting talking about the plans for the future of the Malcolm Young Gym, not realizing yesterday that the city was going to start demolishing today, but that's what they did. We have shared the video that Studio 850 posted earlier today that the demolition did proceed despite the group of citizens that had refiled for a temporary restraining order to keep the building up. So we'll see if there's any further legal action on behalf of residents in the city's demolishing of the Malcolm Young Gym moving forward. Pensacola International Airport today announcing new nonstop service from Palm Beach International Airport on Silver Airways. The service starts tomorrow, and the first inaugural flight from Palm Beach to Pensacola will have a water cannon salute. Travelers interested in booking flights between the two towns can do so at silverairways.com. And Pensacola is already hosting the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament, and now the NAIA wants in on the action. Today, Pensacola Sports announced that the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics will move its national championship to Ashton-Brosnahan Park starting this year, and the initial term of the agreement is for 2 years. So that's a pretty cool story there. 519, we'll take a break there. We got state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials, and everyone's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Lasting strength for life is found in deep and sincere study of the Word of God. Specifically, if you're seeking strength for life, I challenge you to study the Gospel of John. The book's thesis explains that it has 2 main objectives. First, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And second, that believing ye might have life through his name. The 21 chapters set out to prove that Jesus was the Christ that the Old Testament prophesied about. And secondly, the Gospel of John offers eternal life in heaven through Jesus. Lasting strength for life starts and ends with belief in Jesus. So take time to read the Gospel according to John. You may be eternally glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Ooh. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather, or at least as quick as I can make it. We've had a lot going on the roads today, unfortunately. We were seeing some steps in the right direction, though, but that doesn't mean that there's still not areas of note. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling either north or southbound on Pine Forest, whether you be traveling towards 9 Mile or coming from 9 Mile, we've got some backups going both ways there. Speaking of 9 Mile Road, a lot of issues if you're traveling westbound towards and a little ways past University Parkway. That's going to have you backed up for a bit. North Davis Highway still having some issues if you're traveling northbound towards I-10 and maybe just a little bit beyond that towards Olive Road. Beverly Parkway had an accident if you're traveling westbound towards North W Street. Still got some minor backups there. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, giving us some typical evening traffic issues as well. Beyond that, Gulf Breeze Parkway has a lot of backups if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. And we've got even more if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway going through Wind Haven Beach and a little bit further towards Highway 87.
All right. just received a text from Tanner.
Oh, really?
By the way, yeah. So he says they're going to hold off for now because they're still going and the higher-ups there are making the call that they're still looking into it and still more reporting, and so they want to hold off.
Before he goes public,
before meeting, before, you know, answering questions about it. So, no, we understand that. And, you know, I look forward to hearing more reports and ultimately talking to him here. All right. Also, just getting a text in from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Public Information Officer. Statement says, quote, "We have been made aware of this claim and have investigated. We have found no violations with the home. To our knowledge, the fire department has also found no violations. We support Lighthouse Christian in their mission." So there's that from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office.
All right.
525. We did traffic. Let me play the weather here.
Beautiful weather rolls on into Thursday with highs continuing in the middle 70s with lots of sunshine too. A few clouds move in on Friday. Highs come down into the lower 70s. We'll see a little bit of rain, maybe an isolated thunderstorm during the second half of the day on Friday. Our big chance of rain comes Saturday morning as a line of storms moves in. A couple storms could be on the stronger side. By Saturday afternoon, the rain is out. The rest of the weekend will be a little bit cooler and dry. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, 526 now, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. The state attorney's office in Sarasota County says they have no plans to charge former Republican chairman Christian Ziegler with video voyeurism or with any crime, for that matter. Police released audio of the interview with Ziegler in which he made it clear what he was really focused on.
I'm more sensitive about the PR side, the political side, than I am about the facts, okay?
Officials say there were inconsistencies in the victim's story pertaining to details of the October sexual encounter. Of course, Ziegler quickly lost the support of top Republicans in the state and was ousted as chairman.
And both the House and Senate have signed off on the bill that bans homeless people from sleeping in public. It requires local governments to designate safe and secure shelters or camping areas for sleeping. The areas must be drug and alcohol free and include such things as security, running water, sanitation, and rehabilitative social services.
A proposal banning the release of balloons is heading to the desk of Governor Ron DeSantis. The bill would consider the action a form of littering. No more balloon releases for gender reveals or just whatever. I wonder if there's a limit on the number of balloons. Like if I just release one, is somebody going to come over and slap me with a fine? I'm not so sure.
Well, because kids let go of balloons all the time. I mean, that's not just something portrayed in media. I always panicked when I had to release it, when I was holding a balloon outside.
Yeah, so violators would face a $150 fine with a portion of the money going to the Solid Waste Management Trust Fund. The measure would also increase punishments for anybody who intentionally throws debris or trash onto private property.
I would say that's fair. There is a new way for Floridians to engage with nature. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has launched a new interactive website to show people where their nearest recreation sites are. After typing in a zip code, the WMA Recreation Finder will locate the closest nature trails, boating ramps, and hunting areas. FWC says that there are more than 6 million acres of state-managed conservation lands.
Yeah, and a new tool now to make sure Floridians don't fall for solar panel scams. Attorney General Ashley Moody unveiled the new Scams at a Glance, the dark side of solar tips for solar customers, and it includes information to recognize, avoid, and report fraudulent practices. Those tips include getting quotes from several companies to compare, being cautious of companies asking for large upfront payments, and understanding all installations require a permit. You can get more info at myfloridalegal.com. Doing a quick recap of today's top three stories. Nikki Haley dropping out of the GOP presidential race today, of course, now setting up what we would think would be a rematch between Donald Trump and President Biden. Haley, by the way, did not officially endorse Donald Trump. Biden says in a pitch to Haley supporters, hey, you can come on over here. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in former President Trump's immunity case on April 25th. This, of course, related to special counsel Jack Smith's case against him, which is currently paused as the Supreme Court is reviewing that. And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he expects interest rates to begin their come down this year. In prepared remarks on Capitol Hill, says not ready to say yet exactly when, but says it will be when they have gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably towards 2%. Those are today's top three stories. Let's give away a pair of basketball tickets. SBC tournament. What are the dates on those?
It is March 11th for the women's championship. So high profile tickets here.
All right. Let's text in championship to 850-437-1620. First person to do that gets a pair of championship tickets to the women's championships. That's Monday. What time?
March 11th at 1 p.m.
All right. Very good. All right. That's a look at our local state headlines today. Top three stories. National news coming up as well as what's happening in the world of sports. Stick around. Pensacola right now.
John Saucier. Congress set to pass national security legislation addressing the southern border. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre giving the Biden administration's most effective solution on handling the border.
Republicans to have gotten out of the way, not let the former president tell them what to do, and actually move forward with a bipartisan proposal that came out of the Senate. That would have been the toughest, the fairest way to have moved forward with dealing with our immigration.
South Dakota's Republican Governor Kristi Noem on the Fox Business Network supporting former President Donald Trump, speaking about his election from back in 2016.
President Trump broke politics. He broke politics because he didn't care what party you were in. He was just going to fight for you, for the people that get up every day and go and work and have a job and take care of their families and make good decisions and still love America. And he's never changed once.
The former president won 15 out of 16 primaries on Super Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Another giant AI model is in the works. Facebook boss Tom Allison said today that parent company Meta's hefty investment in artificial intelligence includes development of a system designed to power Facebook's entire video recommendation engine across all its platforms. Allison says part of Meta's technology roadmap that goes through 2026 involves developing an AI recommendation model that can power both the company's TikTok-like Reels short video service and more traditional, longer videos. The U.S. economy picked up a bit of steam in the mid-January through late February period. The Federal Reserve's so-called beige book showed that 11 of the central bank's 12 regions showed steady or increased economic activity. Following the release of the report, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell hinted that interest rate cuts could happen later this year, saying, "We can approach rate cuts carefully and thoughtfully." Stocks managed narrow gains today. The S&P.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Paid for by government.com. Here's your chance to get five iconic United States silver dollars spanning the last 150 years in one amazing set. Experts agree this is a must-have for silver coin buyers. That's right. All five silver dollars are legal tender official United States Mint coins. If you call 1-800-973-9717 right now, we'll send you this ultimate five-piece American silver dollar set with each silver coin in extremely fine or brilliant uncirculated condition. Guaranteed. This set includes every type of U.S. silver dollar in American history, issued from 1878 to 2024. Call 1-800-973-9717 now to secure your 150 years of U.S. silver dollars five-piece set. Plus, receive a bonus display case, an information booklet, and free shipping. Don't miss your chance. Call 1-800-973-9717 now to secure your five-piece set of iconic U.S. silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-973-9717.
You've just discovered you have...
rats! Ew! What do? How do you get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
To get rid of the rats is no problem at all. The solution's inside Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
Hi, how can we help you?
I have a rat problem.
Oh, rats.
Literally, what do I do?
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees are real hardware people and know what happens when infestations get out of hand. They have the experience to help you get rid of your, uninvited guests.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. A new era is underway in Tuscaloosa as Kalen DeBoer takes over for Nick Saban, and the Crimson Tide spring practices are already underway. Expectations for the last decade for Alabama were championship or bust. Eventually, that will be the case for Kalen DeBoer, who I think is a home run hire and will win a national championship at Alabama one day. But for year one expectations for me, it's just making the college football playoff, and that should definitely happen. I'm Zach Gelb.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Throughout our history,
I believe the time has come to bring that investigation and the other investigations of this matter to an end. 1 year of Watergate is enough.
Presidents have delivered the annual State of the Union address.
And I must say to you that the State of the Union is not good.
President Biden will give his third State of the Union address. Hear it live tomorrow at 8 p.m. along with the Republican rebuttal by Alabama Senator Katie Britt on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. It's been a very eventful day on the roads tonight with multiple traffic incidents being reported. Luckily, they have seemingly died down, but that doesn't mean we don't have issues on the roads. We do have a lot of backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. Speaking of 9 Mile Road, if you are traveling westbound towards the intersection, well, west and eastbound, really, towards the intersection of with University Parkway, we got backups going both ways there. No confirmation of a traffic incident, but it's been giving us trouble for a while, so hopefully it'll die down soon. Traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, giving us some typical evening backups there. Same can be said for traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway and westbound on Navarre Parkway, especially if you're traveling through Windhaven Beach. Outside of that, the last spot where you're going to have issues is if you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane.
A beautiful day here on Wednesday for the weather. Another great day on Thursday, too, with high temperatures back into the middle 70s. Low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s, not that bad either. Clouds begin to move in Thursday to Friday. We do have a chance for rain, a couple showers, a few isolated thunderstorms Friday evening. Highs continuing in the 70s, and our big chance of rain comes Saturday morning as a line of storms moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much. 5:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's see, we're at National News, or we do those? I don't even remember.
We're at National.
All right, very good. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is being hit with new charges. The Democrat was indicted on 12 new criminal charges, including conspiracy to commit bribery, fraud, extortion. The charges are related to a years-long corruption and bribery scheme involving the governments of Egypt and Qatar. This comes just days after a co-defendant in the case, Jose Uribe, pleaded and agreed to cooperate with the prosecution.
And a panel investigating the Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is hearing testimony today from the defense attorney who first put forward allegations about her relationship with a special prosecutor. Ashley Merchant represents former Trump campaign official Mike Roman in the election interference case. She's testifying first about Willis's allegedly improper relationship with Nathan Wade. The committee is investigating whether Willis showed a conflict of interest or misused public funds in her relationship.
Also, the Texas Panhandle, which has been torched by wildfires, is ground zero for the state's cattle industry. Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says that at least 3,600 cows have died, and that number is growing. He adds over 500 homes and barns have been destroyed. The flames also torched the grasslands, leaving cattle without anything to eat.
And a bipartisan bill banning TikTok has been unveiled by the House. Yesterday, both Democrat and Republican House representatives introduced the bill that would force TikTok to separate from its Chinese-owned parent company, ByteDance, or be banned in the United States. The bill gives ByteDance 5 months to divest TikTok before the ban would go into effect.
Also, Congressman Adam Schiff and former Dodger great Steve Garvey will square off in November for the California Senate seat formerly held by Dianne Feinstein. Garvey says that he's been reaching out to constituents.
We're not going to do much differently. Look where we've come in 5 months as compared to 25 years for my competitor. Career politician. His policies have failed the people.
And Schiff and Garvey, with mail-in ballots left to be counted, have each garnered about 33% of the vote each in the runoff for that seat.
And speaking of former sports legends, one of Florida's favorite sons is making an appeal to congressional leaders. Former Gator and NFL star Tim Tebow testified in front of the House Judiciary Committee today, saying his foundation is proposing legislation to save unidentified children being abused, raped, and tortured.
And this bill really has one goal: to build a rescue team. Because there's so many frontline warriors and heroes, but there's just not enough. And we need to support them, and we need more of them to get to these 50,000 boys and girls.
According to the Tim Tebow Foundation, every second that goes by, 156 images of child sex abuse material is being shared, uploaded, and distributed across the internet.
5:41 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's happening in the sports world tonight. Austin, anything pique your interest?
Yes, a lot going on in sports tonight, starting with an ESPN doubleheader for the NBA. Clippers at Rockets at 6:30. That's going to be followed by Bucks at Warriors at 9 o'clock, so quite the star power going on there. The NHL got a TNT doubleheader. Sabres at Maple Leafs at 6, followed by Red Wings at Avalanche at 8:30. About an hour from now, I'm sure we'll be giving a score update on that. Let's see. Also, in men's basketball, several top 20 teams on TV tonight. ESPN2 doubleheader with number 4 Tennessee at number 17 South Carolina at 6 o'clock. Some SEC action. Followed by number 20 BYU at number 6 Iowa State at 8 o'clock. And then in the midst of them, we have number 2 UConn, the defending champs, at number 8 Marquette at 7:30 on FS1. So very high-profile matchup there. Women's basketball star Caitlin Clark has signed an exclusive multi-year deal with a major trading card company. Panini America made the announcement today, saying that Caitlin is the first multi-year exclusive athlete to sign with the company. It is the first deal of its kind for a female athlete. I mean, I know we've been talking about her a lot, but this is why. I mean, she has climbed the ladder. It started with her record-breaking stuff, and then we had the Iowa-Ohio State game breaking records as far as viewership, and now she's getting this deal with Panini. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, it is. And what Panini's going to do here is they're going to basically cut off the market as far as autographs and memorabilia is concerned. She'll have an exclusive deal, so any licensed cards, and Panini already has basketball, so when she has WNBA cards, things like that, but they will also be an exclusive provider of memorabilia, so you know she won't do private signings, or she's not going to just go around. I'm sure she'll sign autographs for fans. Yeah, she'll do that, but Panini is going to make a lot of money off of her, and I'm sure they're paying her very well, too. Have you seen the new renderings yet? We were talking about this last hour, the Las Vegas A's.
Yes, I've
what do you think about the new baseball stadium that they got planned there?
I've since looked it up. It looks like a giant bubble with how it's portrayed. It's, and keeping with the spherical theme that has been aligned with Vegas for a while now. And yeah, I mean, we heard about the Rays a little while back having some like huge like setup in mind for their own stadium
for
and stuff.
For their little district downtown, yeah.
Yeah, and now we've got this. So MLB's really stepping it up. And as you said, this is going to be a big attraction for fans of all teams that are playing in Vegas.
Sure, it will, yeah. Best way I can describe it would be kind of like a sports version of the Sydney Opera House, like as far as the design goes, because it's got like multiple overlapping layers that form that bubble that you speak of, and they're not exactly forming a true bubble, but it kind of just looks like you've got the jagged edges like the Opera House does.
Right.
And then in the back, or in the outfield, rather, you have just a full glass window that you can see the Las Vegas Strip out there, and then an 18,000 square foot video board. So yeah, I'm all in on that. When my Cubbies go out there, you know, maybe take a weekend trip to Vegas and go see an A's Cubs game in that brand new stadium. It looks great. 5:45 here. We'll get an update on roads and weather.
All righty. Let's see. Hopefully this should be, especially at this hour, it should be the slowest traffic update or slowest, I should say, fastest of the night. So fingers crossed on that. We still have some issues. My goodness, that was not your technology glitching. That was me glitching. Pine Forest Road, we've got some issues. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile, that's going to have you backed up a little ways past I-10. Speaking of 9 Mile Road, we still got a lot of issues going both ways at the intersection with University Parkway. No confirmation of an accident there, just still a lot of backups in that area. Also, Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, that's still heavily backed up at this time. If you're traveling northbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway here towards, what is that? North Cliff Drive. That's basically near Gulf Breeze High School. If you are traveling northbound there, we've got some backups in that area. No confirmation of an accident there either, but we'll keep an eye on it. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Wind Haven Beach, both still giving us some evening traffic issues there. Lastly, if you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane, we did have some issues just from typical evening traffic in that area, but they do appear to be dying down.
Beautiful weather rolls on into Thursday with highs continuing in the middle 70s with lots of sunshine too. A few clouds move in on Friday. Highs come down into the lower 70s. We'll see a little bit of rain, maybe an isolated thunderstorm during the second half of the day on Friday. Our big chance of rain comes Saturday morning as a line of storms moves in. A couple storms could be on the stronger side. By Saturday afternoon, the rain is out. The rest of the weekend will be a little bit cooler and dry. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. 5:46 now. Taking a look at health, business, and science notes today. A pretty interesting one from Washington. New legislation would allow anybody who got the COVID shot to sue the manufacturer if they believe the vaccine had negative health effects. It was introduced by Texas's Congressman Chip Roy.
We've got large swaths of the American people that have been impacted by it, unable to get recourse for harms that have happened to them.
There's no way it'll pass, but he claims that large swaths of the American people have been impacted by COVID vaccines.
It could just be the headline wording there, but it says they have the allowance, basically, to sue the manufacturer if they believe the vaccine had negative health effects. Yeah. What does that mean?
Well,
I mean, I got a runny nose. It's
because
of the vaccine.
Like, it has to do with the heart issues or I forget the technical, like myocarditis or something.
Yeah.
The things
like
that have kind of come up since the vaccines, where you have like the athletes that have kind of had the heart issues, that sort of thing. So he's saying hey, if you believe that you've had negative health issues because you were forced to get the COVID shot, that's the angle.
You
that
could
he's
be entitled to financial compensation.
Exactly.
Yeah, like one of those PSAs. Yeah,
exactly.
I got you. Apple is making changes to address criticism and comply with new restrictions in the European Union. App developers can now create alternative app marketplaces without a standby letter of credit. The tech giant is also making additional changes to satisfy regulators who say Apple abuses its dominance.
Target will launch a paid membership program next month following the lead of its rivals, Amazon and Walmart. It's called Circle 360. Will launch in early April and cost $99 a year. The program will include unlimited free same-day delivery for orders over $35, along with other perks.
And investigators say Boeing still hasn't turned over important records for the probe of the January door plug blowout incident. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, investigators don't know who in the Boeing assembly line removed and reinstalled the door plug on the 737 MAX. The agency's chairwoman said she said so testifying before a Senate committee on the Hill, adding that they've been requested numerous times over the past few months.
All right, quick pop culture notes here. First trailer for the rom-com The Idea of You is now out. It stars Anne Hathaway as a 40-year-old single mom that falls into a relationship with the singer of the world's biggest boy band. That's right up our alley,
yes.
Especially in lieu of the NSYNC conversation we had yesterday. It's hitting Prime Video on May 2nd, based off the best-selling book by Robin Lee.
And closing arguments are underway in the trial of the armorer from the movie Rust. Hannah Gutierrez Reed is charged with involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Prosecutors said that Gutierrez Reed is responsible for bringing live rounds on set and she ignored basic safety protocols. Her lawyers argue she's being scapegoated for problems that were out of her control.
All right, we'll take a break there, coming back with some wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number two next.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a good chance to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves about a lot of things going on in the city. Plus, the fallout from Super Tuesday. Talked a bit about that. Also talked about the public camping ordinance that they're working on in Tallahassee to prevent people from camping in public areas and to provide that there'd be a camping area for them. And comments made by Alex Andrade being taken wildly out of context and really, I think, defaming him over them. You can find all of those segments at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 5:55 here, we will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. I was prepared for taking a bit extra time on this because there is a lot going on. Some of the areas we were touching on have appeared to have died down some, including Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. But we still do have some issues if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive. We've got some typical evening traffic causing backups there. Still a lot of backups traveling both ways on 9 Mile Road near the intersection with University Parkway. No confirmation of an accident, but just be on the lookout for that. Also, a little bit of issues if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane, and even more have developed if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton. Lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway going through Windhaven Beach and then a little bit further west towards Highway 87, we still got a lot of backups in that area as well.
Beautiful weather rolls on into Thursday with highs continuing in the middle 70s with lots of sunshine too. A few clouds move in on Friday. Highs come down into the lower 70s. We'll see a little bit of rain, maybe an isolated thunderstorm during the second half of the day on Friday. Our big chance of rain comes Saturday morning as a line of storms moves in. A couple storms could be on the stronger side. By Saturday afternoon, the rain is out. The rest of the weekend will be a little bit cooler and dry. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. 5:54 now, News Radio 92.3. If you're just joining us, a recap of today's top three stories. Nikki Haley dropping out of the GOP presidential race today. Not officially endorsing Donald Trump, though. The Supreme Court will hear our oral arguments in Trump's immunity case on April 25th. Of course, he's appealing a lower court ruling that denied his claim of having immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he expects interest rates to begin their come down this year. Not saying exactly when, but it'll be when they have gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably towards 2%. As we're 5 minutes away here from the top of the hour, Channel 3 News at 6, if you haven't been paying attention to us in the last couple of hours, I would encourage you, if you can, to either watch the Channel 3 News update at 6 o'clock in the first 10 minutes or so, or just listen right here, because Tanner Stewart, of course, a good friend of the program, we have him on every Friday as our schedule allows, coming out with a what I think is a very significant story from Santa Rosa County, where over 20 international students at Lighthouse Christian Academy reportedly moved into a single-family home over the weekend on Refuge Circle. Tanner has talked with some residents out there. Also, the Midway Fire Chief Jonathan Kanzig, just reading from his report. Kanzig says there are too many people living at the home. He believes this issue goes beyond a nuisance for neighbors. It's far beyond occupancy laws and is posing a serious threat to the community. I believe in their update at 6 o'clock, Tanner will also kind of relay interaction that he had with a Lighthouse school official today, which I believe will be kind of telling. We reached out to the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office because, again, there's just so many questions, and just from a legal standpoint, just this is the optics of this are awful. We asked if there was anything that they were looking into, if they had received any reports. A statement from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office says that we have been made aware of this claim and have investigated. We have found no violations with the home. To our knowledge, the fire department has also found no violations. We support Lighthouse Christian in their mission. So that's where we're at right now. We have tried, we communicated with Tanner to see if he would be available to and able to talk about this reporting. He says that the higher-ups have told him to hold off for now. So maybe that will come during our weekly check-in with him on Friday or not. But I would imagine a lot more coming from this story, first at 6 o'clock and then as the days go on. But it blew my mind when I first heard that.
Understandably.
And if you would like to hear my mind being blown, go listen to the opening few minutes of the 4 o'clock hour on our podcast page, News Radio 92.3. Other wacky stories making the rounds today. In Las Vegas, rather, a Los Angeles man is suing a luxury resort, claiming a scorpion stung him in an area where you'd say it would really hurt to get stung by a scorpion.
Oh, jeez.
It supposedly happened at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower back in December. The man says he was stung 3 or 4 times and it left him in excruciating pain, and he's still dealing with medical issues months later. He says he had to pay for the room despite what happened.
And speaking of exotic animals where they have no business being, two people were caught. A woman in Arizona named Milan Watt found a rattlesnake in her car, and she thinks she may have been driving around with it for 2 weeks. She lives in Phoenix and parks her car in a lot of desert areas, so it must have slithered in at some point, but she's not sure when. She never heard it rattle. She was in the car with her boyfriend when he spotted it on her back seat. It was a diamondback, which are among the most venomous snakes in the U.S. Luckily, her boyfriend saw it while they were parked. She says if she'd been driving, she definitely would have crashed. I don't blame you.
Yeah, good news. There's a fun March Madness promotion happening this month at libraries in Worcester, Massachusetts. A promotion so awesome that Austin wishes he lived in Worcester.
Yeah.
They're forgiving fines for overdue books if you just show up with a picture of a cat. Just imagine the amount of fines that you could get forgiven if you took pictures of all your cats and showed up to the libraries there. It's called the March Meowness promo.
Oh, that's great. Well, and that's the thing. I don't have any books overdue, especially in Worcester, Massachusetts, but I may take part just for the fun of it.
You could go up there, though, with pictures of all your cats and then pay it forward by paying off other people's library fines.
Very smart. I won't do that, but thank you for the heads up.
All right, Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. We're back in about 10 minutes for a full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola Right Now.